Hi, thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Shani. May I please have your email to pull up an account for you?
good morning. You want it? I'm sorry, that was, you want my email?
Yes, please.
Okay, that begins with, it's all lowercasing, begins with a C. So that's CARMSTRONGHI. At yahoo.com. It's carmstronghi@yahoo.com.
Okay. Need just a moment to pull up an account for you.
Okay.
I apologize. My system's moving just a little bit slow.
Would it be easier just to check it with my name?
Sure. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Carolyn, last name Armstrong. And that's Carolyn, CAROLYN, and last name Armstrong, Arm and a Strong together.
All right, let me see if I can find an account that way.
Well, you should find an account. That's why I'm calling about my...
when was your last order with us?
Okay, the last order was delivered on April 12th. And on the 18th, I called. I've been with Omex for quite a while. And I get two boxes at a time. Auto, you know, it's automatically comes to me every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that I had been in the hospital and for quite a while. I had some health issues, and so I couldn't, my Omex backed up. You know, I had a lot of them. So I had called on April 18th to say, can we skip June's delivery and deliver it in July, approximately around July 11th. And so either they text me, I believe it was a text or it was an email about my order. But, you know, I didn't recognize the name as well as the amount that they were charging me, because I normally pay always $62.50 for the two boxes and no charge for shipping. And that's been going on for quite a while.
Give me your email again, Ms. Armstrong. I'm sorry to cut you off. Give me your email again. Let me see if I can pull up
okay.
The account. Because for whatever reason, I'm not pulling it up with your first and last name.
Okay, well, let's try it with the email again. So that's carmstronghi@yahoo.com. So it's lowercasing. carmstronghi@yahoo.com
okay.
That together.
All right. Confirm your address. Let me make sure that I have the correct account.
Okay, so that my address is under Carolyn Armstrong, P.O. Box 1041, Lawai, L-A-W-A-I, Hawaii, 96765, USA.
All right, thank you. I do have the account where you are receiving the two boxes of the Ultra Pure, which is our fish oil. We did process a payment for you on the 10th, but you requested a refund for the charge?
Well, because you were trying to charge me $76, and I always pay $62.50, and part of that was because you were you slapped on a shipping price. And I've never paid shipping, and I didn't recognize it, and I still, from the very beginning, I've never paid shipping, and I still don't want to pay shipping because, you know, I'm a senior citizen, and I'm on a budget, and as it is, $62.50 every 2 months is like six times 60, that's like almost $400 a year. or six times, you know, I mean, six times, no, not 12, 10 times. That's like about $700 or $800 a year I already spend on this Omax. Now, I enjoy the product. It does, I believe it does help me, and I'd like to keep it in my life. But I don't want to pay 76 something, because why did you guys start charge slap on the postage after all these years? I've been, you can look up when I started. I
understand that you're a longstanding customer, but unfortunately our rates change, and unfortunately you have to pay the shipping now. You are paying the $62.50 for your subscription, but unfortunately the shipping fee is included.
And the shipping fee is like $14 for
it's
two small boxes.
That's
5 cents from $14, ma'am. So let's just say $14.
Yes, ma'am.
At $7 per box, the boxes are barely weigh anything. How can it cost that much money for shipping?
That I can't answer. That's up to the postal service that delivers it. There's nothing that we can do to cut out the shipping costs.
Well, you didn't charge me shipping before, so why are you charging me shipping now? You didn't charge me shipping for years that I've been taken.
We had you locked in at a fixed rate. However, due to changes in times and pricing, unfortunately, you're responsible for the shipping now in order to keep receiving the product.
Okay, well, you know what? I guess I'm going to give up the product, because I'm sorry. It's probably I can pay the shipping, but that's $14 every 2 months. Now we're talking, you know, I don't know. It's just everything costs so much money now. Just to feed myself food-wise has gone up. Gas has gone up. Rent has gone up. And now you're slapping me with a postage charge. So I'm just going to have to decline ordering this product anymore and see if I can find it cheaper where I live. As I have, there's a Costco's nearby. Maybe they have this Omega-3 supplements that it would be cheaper for me to get that. I don't know. I know. I believe it's helped me health-wise, and I would like to continue it, but I just have to pick and choose. You know, it's more important for me to have a substantial meal than having supplements at this point. I mean, I have to make a choice.
Yeah, and I fully understand that.
Yeah. So, and it's not like you guys sent me a notice saying, attention, your Omega will start. Unfortunately, we have to start charging you shipping, da 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 da.
We actually did send you an email when the order confirmed, and it showed the price
in
the email.
Well, I didn't understand. I wasn't even quite sure if that was the same product that I normally order. You know, and then when I looked at it again, when I reread the email, again, then I realize that's my product I usually get for $62.50, but now you guys are charging me shipping. So with that note, I told myself I had to move, because where I was living, the rent went up by $500, and I had to get a cheaper place to live in. So I guess, I mean, this seems like small change, but, you know, it adds up, yeah? And so with this new development, I'll have to just cancel my prescription totally. Okay, is that okay?
Well, yes, ma'am, but I certainly would hate for you to, you know, stop using our products. They are
I mean, I hate to stop using the product too, but if you guys need, if you need that $14 so bad,
well,
you didn't need
coming,
it.
It's not coming
you
to
didn't,
our company.
Wait, you... Don't give me that, because the company now decided to charge me. They didn't charge me mail postage for 4, 5, 6 years I've been on this stuff. and it did help me, and I that's why I'd like to continue it. But now you guys have decided, oh, let's charge Carolyn postage after 5-6 years of not having postage, and then suddenly you decide, oh, we're going to charge her an outrageous charge of that. $14 for two small boxes? Never mind. I'm going to have to look elsewhere for the product that I can afford and that I don't feel jilted. I feel a little jilted being that I've been a dedicated patronage for at least 6 years because I moved out of here. And when I came back, I don't know if I started it before that, but I'm sure it's down on my record when I started buying this. And that's where I'm at. If your company ends up having a change of heart and you wanna not charge me the postage, I will continue buying the product.
Okay. Well, unfortunately at this time I don't have a way to bypass the shipping charge. I'm sorry.
Okay, then that's the way it goes then. So I'm out. So I won't be getting any more of that then. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. Your account was canceled and refunded.
Okay, canceled. And that, because you guys went ahead and just charged my account. Okay, then that's the way it goes. And now that I should have a credit, I can call my charge card people and see if the credit's on there.
No problem. Now, your refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive that back to the account.
Uh-huh. It's a charge card, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a charge card. So, okay, I will keep track on it, and if I don't get it back, I'll be calling you guys back.
Okay.
Other than that,
I guess. Let me place you on a brief hold, Ms. Armstrong. Let me see if I do have any discounts out there or anything like that that can at least cut into that shipping.
Okay.
I don't have anything that I know off of right hand, but give me just a moment. Let me look over the account to see what I can do about that shipping, okay?
That would be great. Please do that. I'll
so
hang
give me
on
just
the phone.
A second.
I refuse to pay it.
And just bear with me another couple moments, Ms. Armstrong. I appreciate you being patient.
No problem. I'm holding on.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Ms. Armstrong, what is a good contact phone number for you?
A contact number is the number I called from, which is 808-375-8047. That's my only number I have. It's a cell phone, a smartphone.
Okay, what I'm going to do, the reason why I got your number, I'm going to take your number down and speak with my manager to see what we can do, being that you're a longstanding customer with us. And
that
sure
would be terrific.
So give
that
me
would
a
be
call
terrific.
About the close of business, and I'm going to get back with you to see what else we can do for you to see if we can get you discounted any further, okay?
That would be great. I would really appreciate that. Thank
right.
you.
So give me
okay.
just a little bit to see what we can do for you, and I'll give you a call
okay.
back.
Okay, ma'am. And your name is?
My name is Shaney.
Okay,
and
Shaney.
S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Got that. Okay. Thank you, Shaney.
Right. You're
all
welcome.
Right,
and thanks for calling OMAX Health.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.